Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Happy solstice. The forecast says we're in for another wicked scorcher, as we say up here in Maine. It's a technical term for anything above like 65 degrees. MEMA, the Maine Emergency Management Agency, has posted a list of cooling shelters across the state at maine.gov/MEMA if you need a place to go cool off. And if you don't see one in your area on that list, you can also check with your local town office, as some of them have been setting up cooling centers as well. Otherwise, the recommendations from the different agencies are mostly basic common sense. Try to stay cool, drink lots of water, don't leave your kids or your pets in your car, seek medical attention if the heat is making you feel sick. And also, heat can be especially hard on elders, so they do recommend checking in with them to make sure they're okay. Friends of Sears Island's annual solstice celebration is tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock on Sears Island, just off Route 1 in Searsport. Summer Solstice by the Sea is a family-friendly event with music, art, poetry, and kids' activities, including face painting and making flair to wear in a sun parade on the causeway. There will be food trucks, and people are also welcome to bring a picnic, but grills and open fires are not permitted. And while dogs are usually allowed on the island, Friends of Sears Island asks that you leave them home during their organized events. Friends of Sears Island recommend checking their Facebook and Instagram pages today for any updates or potential weather-related cancellation in the event of likely thunderstorms. They say they'll make the call by 1:30 this afternoon as to whether the event will need to be canceled. Their handle on Instagram is Friends of Sears Island, and it's facebook.com/Friends of Sears Island to find them there. The Maine Service Employees Association, SEIU Local 1989, a union that represents ferry crews here in Maine, is holding a community meeting with residents and business owners on Islesboro later today to discuss impacts of what they describe as understaffing and low pay at the Maine Ferry Service, which they say has resulted in ongoing delays and interrupted ferry services. A press release from the union says, quote, "The meeting follows a June 5th meeting on Vinyl Haven when over 60 residents turned out to express support for ferry crews and voice their concern about Governor Janet Mills and the Maine State Legislature's failure to adequately raise wages enough to retain crews for ferry services. Members of MSEA, SEIU Local 1989, say that they have for years been calling on state government to close a state employee pay gap, the difference between what state of Maine workers are paid compared to their public and private sector counterparts elsewhere. They say that a 2020 study showed that on average, state workers in Maine are underpaid by 15%. They go on, quote, "These preventable staffing shortages have caused ferries to be canceled and terminals closed, leaving passengers to miss medical appointments, cancer treatments, and school sports. While freight hasn't gotten to the island communities, which interferes with the local economy that depends on an uninterrupted ferry service," end quote. That community meeting will be taking place today at the Islesboro Community Center at 6 p.m. Next Monday is the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, and a National Day of Action has been organized by the Women's March. In Blue Hill, Equal Rights Maine will be holding a rally. They say, quote, "2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, reproductive care in this country is in chaos. Rights that had been affirmed have been reversed. We are rallying to support efforts to restore and strengthen rights for women and others experiencing discrimination. We can see what happens when we do not have clear constitutional rights for women. The Equal Rights Amendment, or ERA, would give those rights, but it is not yet recognized," end quote. The rally is set for Monday at noon at the Blue Hill Town Office Green, and following the rally, there will be a discussion about the ERA with Equal Rights Maine, a group that advocates for a federal ERA and also for a state ERA here in Maine. That will be at the Blue Hill Public Library's Howard Room from 12:45 to 1:30. More information is available at action.womensmarch.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Stay cool, and I'll see you tomorrow.